Unit 3. Reading. Driving. The future.
In the next 20 or 30 years, cars will change dramatically. In fact, several of the biggest changes have already begun. Firstly, instead of being a luxury for a relatively limited group of car owners, fully electric cars will become the norm. According to the International Energy Agency, by 2040, there will be nearly 1 billion completely electric vehicles on the road. Many countries have decided that they are going to stop the sale of petrol or diesel cars. In the UK's case, this will happen by the year 2040 at the latest. Right now, in the UK alone, there are approximately 31 million cars on the road, making cars and lorries a major source of carbon dioxide, the gas most responsible for global warming. Will electric cars solve the problem of pollution completely? It's clear that all these new cars are going to need lots of electricity, and this will still cause some pollution. But it will certainly be less than from fossil fuels. Unfortunately, however, much of the pollution caused by driving comes from cars braking, releasing microplastics from tyres and the road surface into the air. This problem won't disappear with electric cars. As for noise pollution, electric cars are almost silent. But that could lead to accidents with cyclists and pedestrians, who are unable to hear cars approaching. So a new European law says that electric cars will have to start producing noises so that people know they are there. Meanwhile, another major change to cars has also already begun, thanks to self-driving, driverless, or autonomous cars. There are officially 5 levels of autonomy. Today, most cars that we call self-driving are only partially autonomous, between levels 2 and 3. The car handles some aspects of driving, and the driver can occasionally take their eyes off the road very briefly. Despite the misleading things we hear in the press, it will still be a while before we sit inside a vehicle with no steering wheel and fall asleep as it drives us away. Level 5. The technology is getting there, but we shouldn't underestimate the need for significant improvements to roads and road signs to avoid accidents with autonomous vehicles. Talking of accidents, one major question is to decide who will be legally responsible when you have an accident in a self-driving car. You or the car manufacturer? It seems then that cars of the future will be electric, driverless, and possibly shared. At the moment, most commuters drive to work alone. It takes a lot of energy, electrical or otherwise, to power so many cars for so few people. It also takes a lot of space for parking. According to one calculation in a study by the Journal of the American Planning Association, 14% of the county of Los Angeles is used exclusively for parking. Owning a car is expensive, and cars spend 96% of their time not moving. So maybe people will just take a taxi, driverless, electric, to work. Most of these vehicles only need to be big enough for one person. You won't need a driver, remember? On the other hand, the people who do decide to own a car will probably have much bigger vehicles that will also serve as an office space, bedroom, and living room. Looking further to the future, our driverless electric cars will one day be able to take to the sky. In a few years, a company called Terrafugia says it will have a vehicle that will be able to take off, fly, and land autonomously. When you find yourself in a traffic jam, you'll be able to get up and away to escape the motorway. Or perhaps cars will simply disappear completely. Next summer, a Chinese company is testing a large drone that they hope will be capable of carrying a single passenger 23 minutes, cruising at an average speed of nearly 100 kilometers per hour at a maximum height of over 3,000 meters. The passenger will simply enter their destination into a smartphone app, and the drone will do the rest. It seems that, in the long term, the future of driving will have no need for cars, drivers, or even roads.